Whoa, Daniel saw the stone. Stone of doom. He's on the mountain door. Daniel saw the stone. Now come on, go into Babylon. Daniel saw the stone. Now the doom. He's on the mountain, coming down and live. Who's been with us since the very beginning, 10 years ago, the original crew member, ladies and gentlemen, the Rude Doc himself, Mr. Paul Languedoc. I'll skip this one, come back to him. Running the monitor system, sitting right over there. You got a light on him there, Chris? This funny looking guy sitting over there? Oh, I guess not. Well, that's Pete Shaw running our monitor system. He's also been with us for years. Pete, how you doing? Thank you, Pete. Really. Sounds great up here. The guy who climbs up into the roof, actually tonight he didn't have to hang all this stuff from the roof, Stuart Weissman. Stuart, wherever you are, thank you so much. Again, that's a hell of a job, let me tell you. Ah, the guy sitting out here in between sets, tuning the piano every night. Ah, Dave L.A. Lawler. A hell of a job. Ah, yes, the guy who helps us create the basketball hoop for the balloons over there. The one and only Mr. Brad Sands is sitting right over there. He also carries the trampolines out, and I don't know what you would do in a band without a guy to carry the trampolines out. The funny looking guy with a before and after picture in the newsletter that you see on the way out, pick it up, look at him before and after. Bob Newman, he's the one who actually designed the speaker cabinets that are sitting right over there. And that's why you're hearing the sound. He built those things in his garage. And let me just tell you one other thing. I hate to be taking up your time like this, but Paul Languedoc, who runs our sound, also built this guitar, that bass, all of Mike's other basses, all the speaker cabinets on stage, all by hand. Me. Paul, you're a hell of a guy. Okay. The man who has to sit back there listening to Corona tell him instructions every night about the lights, Mark Vincent. Mark, where are you? Mark, thank you so much. Yes. The man who helps design all these lights that spin around over here, Paul Charette, who's probably sitting right back there. Paul, thank you so much. We're getting down to the bottom now. Yes, the woman who goes around the parking lot stealing T-shirts from bootleggers, Amy Skelton. This is a very important one. We wouldn't have done it without him. The person who drives our crew bus and has gotten us there tour after tour, Mr. Heavy Duty. Crew bus driver. The guy who drives the van bus gets the van here, Mr. Don Townsend, also standing right back there. This is a couple more people here. Oh, yes, the two truck drivers. These guys, we'd never be able to do without them. Driving those semis every night, overnight. Bob Kane and Ron Morley sitting over there. Now there's only one person left. That's the whole Fish crew, and thank you for sitting through that. Ladies and gentlemen, on the light board tonight, the one, the only, Mr. Chris Corona. Let's hear it for him. Have a very special night tonight. Hey guys, little light solo. Let's have a little silence for a light solo here. Light solo. This place was built for acoustic, for acoustic, this, that, the other thing. It was built for acoustic. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to do this without the mics, despite the large size of the crowd here. Sorry, Pete, for carrying those all the way out here. So we'll have to be real quiet. This is a pretty big place. I think, yes, this would be the biggest room we've ever attempted this in. So let's try it.